The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. We are live in the Magic City Studios in a Varela Palace, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves when I pull out that White Widow in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct to Travis, some kind of fashion shaker. Like the party of rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess this town's a tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be. Oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Should do be. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell along with Carver High this evening. So, Carver High, this is your last show for the week, right? Like, you're Darcy Rota. This is your Friday night.
That is correct. I'm finished. We've got Olivia's birthday tomorrow. Taking Olivia somewhere Thursday night. We've got Olivia's birthday party with all her friends on Saturday. We've got a very busy few days here.
Wow, that's a week-long celebration.
Well, it's turning five, so we're giving her, doing a couple nice things for her. That's for sure. And then Sunday's my day. Sunday's my day. Sunday, I don't want to be bothered.
Oh, so Sunday you just want to watch football and leave me alone?
Yeah, don't bother me. I mean, if I'm doing all this stuff, if I'm doing all this heavy lifting between Wednesday and Saturday, on my staycation that I got going on here that I had to take, so that means on Sunday, for 12 hours, just leave me alone. Don't bother me.
So I told you about the staycation I had, right? Like, It was awful, and I just worked out, played ball, and then. Like midweek, I hit 34C with I'm going to the Steeler-Raven game. What do you mean you're going to the Steeler-Raven game? And it was like, $2,000 at least. And I was like, it's the biggest game in the NFL Sunday. It's the game, and it's the biggest game for the Steelers, and it's against their rival. And the tickets actually cost more for that game than any other game. Like, they're valuation tickets, right? And so whoever you play, they base it on how tough you are. And the Ravens are the top ticket. And I said, I'm going. And then I told you what she said that she was going to do. She was going to go with her friends to the Caribbean and sleep with men.
Hmm.
And have sex with them.
It is what it is. There's a trade-off to everything.
Well, so, like, that kind of ruined my vacation. You know, I just was like, well, if that's what you got to do. And I hope you guys all drown in the turquoise waters And they, before you drown, I hope you all get sunburn. But I'll be in snowy, rainy Pittsburgh bringing home the Stillers. Just like you'd be proud of me, Carver Hyde. Same thing you'd do for the Bills. You got to sometimes
no,
you
no question.
Pick your poison.
No, you got to do that sometimes. You got to do that sometimes. And so, I'll probably be doing that on Sunday.
We never really talked about the over-under in terms of, you know, I want to first say hi to all of our radio affiliates. Hi. So, here's the deal. It's Pharrell on a bench. You're listening. Everybody's happy. Way to join us. I mean, you're like the uncle that shows up late for Thanksgiving. All right, here's the deal. I'm just kidding. I love everyone. There was a guy at the game said, man, I love you on Sirius 159. I said, you know, I'm on hundreds of terrestrial stations as well. And he said, they still have those? I have like tons of them. Tons of them. And we're on those too. Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, the biggest signal in North America. Badass Scott Kaplan and company down there. Bill Hagen, styling in SoCali Cal. I bet he didn't know that I lived in Flagstaff. At one point, I lived in Flagstaff, Arizona. By the time I got to racially profiled, Arizona. So anyway, here's the over-under. When I was on the flight, because I wanted to bring this up today on Coast to Coast, and it just didn't happen. I didn't have the right time. But when I was on the plane, and I knew I was going to, you know, be 2 hours late to getting to LaGuardia. And when the plane started circling LaGuardia and New York and Yankee Stadium, I was like Fred Flintstone, sweating bullets. I was like, all I could think of was Coast to Coast, TV, 4 o'clock. How am I going to get from Queens to where I live? You know, I live in New York City, bro. Like, you think you have traffic? You have nothing. You have nothing compared to us here. Okay, so you, Miami, Houston, L.A., you got all the traffic. You have nothing. You have nothing compared to what we got here. Because here, there's, you know, 20 million people, and there's no room. But it's like every inch of it's gone, right? So there's no, like, driving in L.A. on the freeways. There's none of that. Here, you drive, you pay to drive here. Every day, you just feed them money to drive in our pothole roads. When we come back, I'm going to get the over-under on if I would have made it to the show Monday to do it live. So they care about football, basketball, and baseball, right? And the network. I mean, let's just be honest. And then we had psycho people that worked with us that I love. I love psychos. And they were like, they cared about Korean baseball. Do you remember that? When like Smitty and company were doing the Korean baseball and picking games every day in the Korean leagues. Like, you know, I said today, if I've never heard of you in the Champions League, that, you know, if I've never heard of the team or the, you know, town or anything like that in Europe, then screw you. You don't matter to me. I mean, honestly, like, if I've never heard of you, I don't even care what happens to you. I'm not watching. I'm not interested. If I've never heard of you, then that's that, right? Same thing with Korean baseball. Like, I give a Pharrell and rat's ass about Korean baseball. Now, God bless everybody that's Korean. This is not about you. This is about your baseball league that I find to be torturous and boring, and you can have it. Okay, MLB is bad enough. It's boring enough with all their switching baseballs and playing games and you know, strip searching players and, I mean, 4-hour games. And, I mean, it's just a disaster. If you ask me, now they're locked out. They're going to fight over money. It's all about money always. Meanwhile, they make more money than God. I mean, baseball players, Carver High, make the most money of anybody, bar none, right?
They certainly
I mean,
did.
Guaranteed contracts, and they make more money than anybody. So, but I'm not watching Korean baseball. I can barely watch Major League Baseball. I like it when it's the playoffs. I like going to a game here and there. I do those things, but I don't lose any sleep over baseball. Like, you know, if I get off the air, the Dodgers are on or something, I'll watch it for like three innings, but I'm not sitting around watching nine innings or anything. I mean, I'm trying to get some leg over here. I got no time for like a 4 hour. You know what that is? It's Ambien. If I sit down on a sofa and I'm in the second inning watching Brett Gardner strike out again, I'm going to bed, bro. I'll be asleep by the top of the third.
It's a very, very, very tough game to watch now. And I grew up as one of the biggest baseball fans ever. I love baseball. I mean, I still do technically love it, but sitting there and watching an entire nine-inning game in today's game is very, very tough.
You can't even take your kid. I mean, Ray Lewis, she'll snap by the third inning.
She can't. No, she won't. She's not sitting. She's been to a couple of games.
Willie will go when he's old enough.
You spend half the game walking around looking at all the stuff in the stadium. I mean, that's what you're spending half the game.
Willie will go. He'll go when he's old enough. He'll love it.
Yeah.
Little boys love it. That's just all there is to it. All right, so what's the over-under? When I called up and said, listen, I just landed. It's 3:05, and I'm 51 minutes in traffic to my house in the studio. And I said, I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour. I'm going to drive reckless 100 miles an hour like you've never seen. Meanwhile, my buddy's the one that drove in my car because he like does the whole city, Queens, all the bridges, you know, going to LaGuardia, going to JFK, does all that every day. So I'm not used to it. I don't get involved. I don't go to Long Island. I don't go to Queens. I don't go to JFK. I go to LaGuardia if I have to. Otherwise, I go to Newark, right? So I had to go to LaGuardia. I got 2 hour delay. I'm flying around in circles over LaGuardia on this American flight, and I'm like losing my mind, and I'm sweating like Fred Flintstone. I land, I call Mavi, I say, I just landed. I don't even have my bag yet. I got to wait for the bag to come out. I'm not leaving without my bag. All right, so I get the bag at around 11, 3:11. I landed at 5. At 3:11, it came out. Small plane, 1 hour flight. I get the bag. We run to the parking garage. I get in the car. It's now, 3:14, 3:15. And we drove 100 miles an hour, reckless, endangerment, people's lives at risk, at stake, slamming on brakes, weaving in and out of traffic, cutting people off, swearing at people. My guy's just dropping bombs on everybody. Everyone's in his way. Like he was some kind of running back against the defense. He's dodging cars left and right. And everyone that gets in his way gives a finger to. And then we're literally doing 100 Carver High. And then all of a sudden I get the call from the boss in the middle. Like I'm 25 minutes into, I need to go 50 minutes. I'm 25 minutes into it, but we're not going to do 50 minutes. We're going to be there in 40 and we're doing 100. So the guy calls me up. He says, don't worry about the show. Don't do the show. You are crazy. You sound crazy. You are crazy. Just go home and chill. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Carver High will do it. Don't risk your life to make that 4 o'clock show. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be there by 3:48. 3:48. I'm on at 4. I said, I'll be there. I said, so what? You know, no problem. I'll be there. I'll just throw on a sport coat and shirt and I'll rock and roll, lock and load. Let's go. And he goes, don't worry about it. Don't do it. Just do the radio show. I said, any repercussions? Like, you're telling me, just forget about it. Don't even do it. He's like, don't even do it. I'm like, all right, so I got nothing to worry about here. You know, all of a sudden you're in trouble for missing the show. And I did get home at 47. What was the over-under, Carver High, on if I would make it to the studio to go live at 4 on time or not? Over-under. Would I have made it? Would I have been there at 4:05, 4:10? Or would I have pulled in like I did at 48?
With the timeline that I had, I was expecting like 4:15, just because I know, obviously, leaving that airport, I know how it is. You got to cross two rivers. I didn't think you'd be back before 4 o'clock at all. There was no shot.
I mean, he was driving like this. Like, I kid you not, in the car, because I got a like a car with a V8 or whatever. And he was like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, I was like, listen, dude, you're going to kill me. You're going to kill Pharrell. Dude, you don't want that on your head. I mean, you're scaring me. I'm sweating bullets. I'm miserable. I'm soaked. My shirt soaked. My hair soaked. I'm like, I got a headache. I'm like, you're making me sick. I'm car sick. You got to chill out. He's like, a few, man. We're going all the way. We're all in, all or nothing. And then he made it at 48. I couldn't believe it. I made it in literally 33 minutes, a 51-minute drive in 33 minutes, doing 100 miles an hour. And I mean, it is, if you get spotted doing a hundo anywhere in Queens or in New York City, you are going down. You're going down. Everybody's a hard ass until they get a pop doing a hundo in New York City. They will confiscate your car and they will put you in a cop car and you will be detained, Carver High. And you know it's true. If they catch you doing 100, you're reckless and you're going to Rikers. It's true. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, they don't mess around when they get you, especially when you're hitting the gas in NYC or on any of those highways. It's always a tough scene there, and they do not go easy on you there. They don't.
You know you know those guys that do they ride on the three wheelers and the ones that ride on the motorbikes, the motorcycles in there. They roll around New York City and they cause havoc and they threaten and scare drivers and you know, women in their cars and men, and they surround cars and they stomp their doors and they smash their windows. And you know those people?
Yes.
I just wanted to say I hope they all die.
Nice.
On Christmas Day. In front of their families. All of them. Every last one of them. Because they're the problem. They're the problem. I'm not the problem. I'm wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Garber High getting involved tonight. Uncle Futrelli here on a bench. I'm watching the Knicks, who are up 101-88 on the Spurs. 8 and change left in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. I actually have the Knicks rolling tonight. As you know, Carver High, I had New York at -3. And I also had the Nets -2.5. The Nets came roaring back in the fourth quarter down 10. And they beat the Mavericks by 3. And they were laying 2.5. That was my top play at 2.5. And then the Knicks were my number 2 play. I need the Knicks to finish the game off here and not F around with the Spurs. Did you know how these things go? You're up 20 in the third, up
right,
15 in the fourth, and then the next thing you know, you lose. I mean, it's like the games are completely crazy. Even in the NFL, I'm at the Steeler game. They couldn't get a first down to save their ass the whole game. Couldn't do anything right. Dropping touchdown passes left and right. Johnson dropping right in his hands. And then in the fourth quarter, they come roaring back and they score every time they touch the ball and they win the game. And in the NBA, it's every night. It's like home team does nothing the whole game. Fourth quarter, they explode for 40 and they win the game, right? It happens all the time. Right now, it's 101-88. You cannot blow this game. You got to win. And it's like when I play my team, we get up 20. And you start going to the line when they're fouling you and you just go and try to make your free throws. And then I always say in our timeouts to the team, the Pharrell Ballers, I'm like, you know, let's just step on their throats. Like, 10-point game, let's win by 30. I mean, let's not even be mean about it. We're not going to show them up. We're not going to humiliate them. We're just going to keep playing and we're going to keep putting the ball in the hole. It's that simple. We're not messing around with a 10-point lead. The next thing you know, you lose. I lost a championship game on a half-court heave, a half-court, like, baseball heave in the air. Kid threw the ball, just at the ceiling, and the thing went in the hole, and I lost the championship. Devastation. So I don't mess around with any lead. If you got a lead, pour some sugar on it. You got to keep scoring. Go for the throat. Step on the jugular. Finish him, Johnny. Put him in a body bag. Is that how you feel, Carver High, about you know, your teams and everything? Like, when you got them, you gotta just step right on them like a bug.
Yeah, I got a big problem when teams screw around. You know, you've got a game in control, and you just get lackadaisical, laissez-faire, and you just let the other team just come rolling back into the game, and suddenly you're sweating some number. I can't have it.
They're doing it right now. They were just up 101-88, and now it's you know, now it's 10. But I think Barrett just maybe it was Burst just got a and one.
Oh, count it.
So
Pharrell, get away from me.
I had a and one in my game last week, and it was violent. Like I went in pump fake. I got two guys bearing down on me, all over me. Pump fake, and then on the third one I went up, and they went up to swap me. And I just pushed my ass out and held the ball in my chest and got the foul. And as I'm in the air with my ass in the air, I pulled the ball out from my chest and I flicked it up in the air and it went in and my whole bench went crazy. And I did the whole muscle because I took two on at once. And then I went and I drained the free throw. And, you know, sometimes you got to just, you just got to put some sugar on it, Carver. You got to go in where the, you know, the dirty stuff happens, and you got to get an and one. You got to go in there like Burst. You got to get an and one. You got to go in and get some contact, some violence, chick fight. You know it's true.
I know. You got to get physical. They get physical.
So I never got a chance to talk to you about, you know, because I wasn't on Coast to Coast, we would have done the NFL recaps on Monday.
Right, on Monday.
I'm sure you did. That's great. Congratulations.
Yes.
But you never did it with me. We really just I talked about the Steelers last night. As you know, I like to pour that on you because I go to the games. And if it was the other way around, you were going to Bills games, you'd be doing
I was on the Steelers on Sunday. I thought I actually thought that they would give a little effort after the embarrassing loss to Cincinnati. And you combine that with, you know, kind of last stand at the OK Corral, and they play well against their hated rival, the Ravens. So that's why I like the points with the Steelers Sunday.
So I did too. And but what I want to talk to you about is all the rest of the games. You know,
yeah, we can blow through them.
Well, kind of, and where we stand as we go into more football this week. Thursday, Vikings and Steelers, primetime Thursday nighter, and then, you know, Week 14, if you can even believe it, because you got four more weeks, right? 14, 15, 16, 17. Boom.
That's five more. We got 18 this year. Five more weeks.
Is it 18? I thought it was 17.
Yeah. No, we added a week this year. We're up to 18 weeks now.
Well, I mean, go figure. I mean, obviously, I knew that they added the games. But
yes,
I'm thinking, so it's 17 games. Like, next year, the Steelers have 8 games at home. This year they had 9.
Correct.
So you have 17 games in 18 weeks. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, because you still have the bye week. So it's 18 weeks altogether.
All right, so fair enough. In terms of, you know, we're talking about, like, today we did the draft order, right? And essentially what I care about is who's going to make the playoffs. I mean, let's just talk about reality here. Who's going to make the playoffs?
And that's very tough to figure out right now, especially
very, very
those
tough.
Six, seven spots in both conferences. Very tough.
Brutal. But, you know, nevertheless, Thursday, you know, I was out and the Cowboys covered. They won by 10 over the Saints. I told you on Coast to Coast and this show for On a Bench that I felt that the Saints were done when
they are
famous James went down. Right. I just said, that's it. They're done. And because I thought he was playing well, and then that ended, and then they went with, you know, the, you know, Simeon, and they got this other guy. What's his name? The one
Taysom Hill's in now.
He runs around injured and plays the spot too. But I think they stink, and the Cowboys beat him in New Orleans, and it is what it is. As far as the Buccaneers, they were up 13-10 on the Falcons. I mean, that was kind of embarrassing in itself, but they beat them 30-17. The Cardinals, 33-22 over the Bears. I still believe they're going to fire Nagy and Pace, the GM. And I think that, I mean, it could all be turmoil after that because the new coach, the new GM, Fields is not their guy. That's the old regime. And you know what happens there? Divorce. Chargers 41-22 over the Bengals. The Lions 29-27 over the Vikings. My buddy lost $50,000 on that Lions win in a matter of 4 seconds. And I mean, this guy's face went from white with color, you know, just had nice, he had the whole, you know, he looked healthy. Everything was good. And then 4 seconds later, he lost. And in the fifth second to like the 10th second, he, I mean, this guy, his whole day changed. He went from, you know, making the money to looking pale, looking ill, looking concerned, worried, suicidal tendencies. I mean, he went from like, no more smiling, no more joking around. I'm not going to dinner. I can't afford it today after losing like 50 large. So what did you think when you saw the Lions pull off the win over the Vikings, who are now 5-7? They suck as bad as anybody. Meanwhile, they're in primetime against my Steelers Thursday night. I think the Vikings will probably beat them.
The Vikings suck. Like, it's just amazing. They find ways to lose games. Now, the Lions, that was like their eighth cover. They've been covering machines this year, the Lions. Right. And I thought they were going to yak it up again when he went for it on that fourth down. I went, what is this loser doing? It's like they don't want to win. But Goff finally had a moment. Good for Goff and Campbell. Finally get a win. And that's typical Vikings. I love the 7 with the Lions this last week. You knew even if they would lose the game that they would probably push the Vikings a little bit. And that's exactly what they did. Nice job by them. And now, though, we'll see if they can hold on to that first pick now, because now they're only a half game up on Houston and Jacksonville. Only a half game.
You know, the I think the Lions, as you know, are essentially pathetic. And,
yes.
You know.
And they should be stripped of their Thanksgiving game.
I've already said all that and everything else, but people seem enamored with them, betting on them. They cover. Yeah. You talked about it.
8-4.
The bottom line is I don't think anybody should be, frankly, worried about losing to them. And I think my guess is Goff has been there this year, and he's probably miserable. I mean, the losing breeds more of it. It's just like a stench. It's like a black cloud over your building, right? Like they just have no luck. So they finally win a game, and they beat the Vikings. That was crazy. And then to see my buddy lose all that money and just like a swift kick in the package, he was livid. And he won a bunch of other money doing college games and, you know, NFL games, whatever. But that game in particular cost him an arm and a leg. It is what it is. And I will say, when I go back to this Buccaneer-Falcon game that you know, I don't know who said it to me today. Like somebody, was it you? They might go get Matt Ryan or something. The Steelers in the offseason. I don't want any part of Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he's there.
I want no part of it. I really don't. I told you who I want. I'll take Gardner Minshew. I think they could actually pull that deal off. I mean, if you're going to let Bobby Brister run the Steelers, I got no problem with Minshew. It's for on the bench. All right, so the Dolphins have won 5 in a row, Carver High. Suddenly,
sure have.
I mean, they're in the mix all of a sudden. And you go back to when they got their ass beat by the Buccaneers. I mean, they, you know, 45-17, they looked like they were shot. Then the, you know, Falcons beat them. The Jaguars beat them, right? It was Bucs, Jags, and then Falcons beat them. And then all of a sudden, they started winning. And I think it was the Bills game where it started. And six in a row.
Yeah. Even though they lost that Bills game, they played well in the game.
Oh, the Bills, you know, that was the last loss that they had. So the wins, is it 5 in a row? Dolphins, Ravens?
Yeah, 5 in a row.
Dolphins again, for a second time, and then Panthers, and then Giants. So there you go. I don't care about the Dolphins, although I have gone to a lot of Dolphin games. I don't mind them. I want to sleep with all their cheerleaders together. At the same time, like an orgy, pretty much. You know what I mean? And other than that, like, I've gone to games with your boy Haro, and he's got a box there, and I've gone to games with him there. And I like going to games in Miami. I'm cool with that. And I'm a Canes fan, so I go there a lot. But they're getting interesting, right? Like, so are they in the mix? Do you think they have a legitimate shot to get one of the playoff spots, Carver High?
It's tough because there's so many teams right in front of them. But here's what they do have in their favor. Their schedule, you know, look, they have a bye.
Win,
then they play
loss,
the Jets.
Win, loss.
They play the Jets and the Saints their next two games. So, I mean, that could get them over 500 right there, those two wins. Now, they finish Titans, Patriots, so that could be tough. But
do you think that, because the Giants got their ass beat by them by, what, 11? Do you think that the Jets can cover the, I think it's 10 and a hook? Because Zach Wilson, I mean, what does he got to lose? Just go for it.
Against Miami?
Yeah.
You
just said they're playing their next two games.
Well,
I think they
Dolphins,
play them this week, right? It's 10
No, Dolphins bye this week. Dolphins have bye this week.
Okay, fair enough. So their next game is against the Jets.
Yeah.
I want to see. Hold on a second. I want to see.
The Giants are getting the 10.5.
So the Saints play the Jets, and they're laying 5. But I have no idea what the line will be against the Dolphins. But if they beat the Giants by 11, what do you think the Jets lose to the Dolphins, or do they beat them?
Man, I think the Dolphins will beat them, and I think that they'll beat them by between 7 and 10 points. I think the Dolphins are better than the Jets right now. They're playing a lot better defensively. They'll make it very difficult on Zach Wilson that day in Miami.
All right, fair enough. And then the Eagles stomped the Jets 33-18. Have you ever seen anything like the amount of abuse that Jalen Hurts gets being the quarterback for the Eagles? I mean, they win games, and then they shred him anyway. I mean, he wins, and he still gets it. I mean, what is pants down, bent over? They just are never satisfied or happy with any performance other than the Super Bowl win, which shocked the world, right? I mean, that's the only time they're happy.
The thing is, with Minshew coming in on Sunday, obviously Hurts didn't play, you know, with him
like
with the injury. With Minshew coming in and playing so well, you would think that that's going to rouse up all the Eagle fans, which is, of course, it's going to do because they just want to win every week, and they're automatically going to think this guy's better because he won this past week and scored a bunch of points. Kaplan told me yesterday on Coast to Coast that under no circumstances whatsoever are the Eagles going to play Minshew over Hurts if he's healthy. He said if Hurts is healthy, he's 100% playing. They're not going to... They will not adhere to the mob that would want Minshew to play.
Well, first of all, I think their GM's another tool, just like Gettleman. I think he's a tool. Here's the deal. Off the top of my head, right now, in the moment, after you just said that to me of what Kaplan said, I would have argued with him, and I'll tell you the same thing. Jalen Hurts has more athletic ability than Gardner Minshew, but I don't think he's a better quarterback.
No.
I don't think he's some fantastic passer or fantastic player at the position. I think Minshew has proven when he's played that he's a renegade, and he's like all out. Like, this guy's like, all right, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to sling it. I'm here to sling. I got no other plans today. I'm just going to sling it, you know? And I think this other guy running around, I think he makes
I don't think
bad passes. I mean, I don't think Hurts is bad. But I think the other guy is very capable of playing at Hurts' level. He doesn't run like him, but he throws better than him.
I told him, and you're right, you would have went back with him. But I basically said to Adam was, listen, you know, you've been in that city for a long time. After they're on the bye this week. After the bye, they play Washington. If Hurts plays that game and he looks awful, they are going to scream bloody murder for Minshew to play the last four games, because the last three games, whatever it is, because they saw how well he played against the Jets, and they have a chance to make the playoffs because it's such a mess in the NFC. So they're going to go nuts if Hurts plays the next game and he's awful. So he better play well.
I've seen him play well. Like, when I went to the Kansas City Eagles game at the Link in Philly to watch Mahomes, I thought Hurts went toe-to-toe with him, and then he ran out of luck, right, in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, Mahomes didn't. He threw five TDs. That was it. Game over. No picks. No anything. He just got it done. Said, I'm not losing this game to this kid. I'm going to win. So he went out and got it done. It is what it is. But I've seen him so erratic. I've seen him so all over the place. You don't know what you're going to get with Hurts in the NFL. I mean, this is not college football. It's not Alabama. It's not Oklahoma. It's none of the above. It's the NFL pain day. So, I mean, I'm willing to sit here and say he's been average. Average at best. Where do you go? Fair to Midland? Where do you go with this guy? Because I've already read just this week people saying, look, he's got basically a resume that he's built in Philly, and it's ongoing. And he's got a new coach who's, I don't know whether he's coming or going. But I know this, that they're evaluating him whether or not they want to keep him as their quarterback in the future. You know that, Carver High.
100%. No, that's exactly what they're doing, which is why they want to continue to play him, because they're going to have two picks in the top of the draft. You know, they got their pick. They haven't. You know, they're going to have two of the, I think it's actually three first rounders the Eagles have this year. But right now, two of them are trending to be in the top 15. So,
do you think there's a chance that he, finagles his way out of Philly, like that he's like, all right, I'm not playing for them. I'm not gonna do it. I don't even need this stress. Do you think he would leave the Eagles altogether on his own accord?
Yeah, but what's the demand for him? What's the demand? There's none. So none. Take what you get. I mean, that's it. There's no demand. We've seen guys get shot in the past, and it takes them a while to get another one. You know, they just, when you look bad for a lot of the time, you're not going to get shots right out of the gate. You're going to have to wait.
It's just like the Broadway shows, right? Like, bottom line is, what was the one, the Broadway show? You know what I'm talking about. I can never remember the names of these stupid plays. Never mind. I'll never remember it. I can't go through all of them. Like, you know, Phantom of the Opera and all the other ones. I can't do it. But anyway, I like him. I told you yesterday that I like Minshew. I think he's as good as Hurts throwing the ball. I mean, I'm from the old school of like drop back, get in the pocket, throw the ball, get rid of it. When I'm watching Roethlisberger now at the game, I'm like, the minute he starts going back, I'm like, get rid of it. Get rid of it. You're like molasses. You're so slow. Get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball. And, you know, I'm not there to watch Hurts dance around and make bad passes. And I don't think Minshew does that. I think he goes out and he just throws the ball. He's like, all right, I'm going to throw the ball here and I'm going to hand off when they tell me, but I'm pretty much here to throw the ball. So I kind of like his wild, wild west kind of whole mullet. Let's go. Let's just do this. Mentality. That's what I see in the guy. So I know I keep touting him because I think he'd frankly help those guys like Mason Rudolph, Haskins. I actually think the guy Minshew's got his head on his shoulders from his experiences already in the league, and he never acted like an idiot. I think he could actually help all those young dudes, whereas I don't think Ben gives a rat's ass about any of them. He's like,
no,
I'm old, I'm fat, I'm slow, I'm rich, and I'm out of here. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not teaching anybody to, you know, play a Les Paul over here. I think that Minshew could actually relate to him, don't you?
I do. No question. But I think that that's also a situation where, you know, he started probably as many games as Mason Rudolph. I think that if the Steelers did make a move like that, both those guys would probably be out of there. I think, yeah, they'll be gone. It would be him and somebody like a kid that they draft. You know, that I think that that would be the combination. And it sounds like Haskins is going to be out of there after 1 year anyway. It sounds like they're not very enamored with him, even though he hasn't played in a real game. Sounds like they're not very enamored with having Haskins around. Doesn't do much for them.
Well, I couldn't believe how well they looked without him in the lineup. It was glaring to me, to be honest with you. The Colts 31-0 over the Texans. Washington with a gigantic win over the Raiders, 17-15. The Rams beat the Jaguars big by 30, and the Seahawks 30-23 over the Niners. I was surprised that the Seahawks actually beat the Niners, Carver High. Because, I honestly, like you, every week you heard me say, like, you know, counting their losses, and I was like, their season's over. And then the next week, I'm like, I mean, they are finished. And then the next week, I'm like, I mean, they're going to Leavenworth. They're so dumb.
There was two things for me that I like, that why I like the Seahawks on Sunday. One, I thought the two big pieces for the Niners being out, which was Warner, the linebacker, and Deebo Samuel. I thought that was two big losses for San Francisco. And two, it seems like the Seahawks always beat them. I mean, they always beat them. That was one of their wins already this year. They beat them down there at their place. So they kind of have the Niners number. They're missing two of their best players, and they still almost yacked it up. They had to make that stop on fourth down in their own end zone at the end of the game.
Are you not somewhat surprised at how bad they suck? I mean, I don't care that they won the game because they have sucked.
Oh, they've been awful. They've been brutal this year, and I think that this is the end of the line. We've brought it up a bunch of times. I think either one or both of them is gone at the end of the year. Carroll and Wilson. I think that they're going to go complete clean slate.
Oh, I do too. I think, and he's got all this power and everything, but even he, in front of his board and all the people that run the Cowboys, he's got to look them right in the face and be like, look, I mean, thanks for everything and even the 10-gallon hat and barbecue, but I'm out of here. I mean, honestly. And now I've got LeBron against the Celtics starting because the Knicks finished off the Spurs in San Antonio. I hit that bet both ways too, Shane. Yeah, one last indignity is the Chiefs 22-9 over the Broncos. And Kansas City is on a roll, a joint. I mean, they are just rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling, raw and wind and rain and weather, hell bent for leather. Wishing my gal was by my side. Remember that one, Carver High, the Blues Brothers? And then, of course, the Pats beat the Bills on the Monday night or last night. And just mentioning that on the air, I just had Carver High turn on the testicle electrocution unit he's put into the studio.
So oh, look, you, I told
I
you today.
That, he zaps me like a dog.
I told you today, I'm down. I'm real down on the Bills after that game. I mean, I'm down.
You turned on McDermott.
Well, look, I just think that, and it's not even just last night. I think that there's a lot of points this year where, because the team has gotten so good, when they don't win now, you have to look for what are the reasons that this is happening. And it kind of glaringly shows how conservative he is, how bad he is with the game management. There's just a lot of things that stick out because the team should be doing better, and it falls on him.
I guess it does in some capacity. I will say this, the Pharrell Ballers do not have those problems, and I am the coach as well. And I think there's one way to deal with issues like this. It's to win every game. You just win every game. And then you don't have these problems. It's Pharrell on a bench.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.